For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A Rock Island County man who's recovered from COVID-19 is living life now and doing well more than a month later. 41-year-old Jason Rossler tested positive on July 11th after his wife had tested positive for the coronavirus. He took 2 weeks off from his welding job and quarantined with his wife. Earlier in the spring, Rossler was concerned about getting infected because he has type 2 diabetes.
When I got it, I was really surprised because I didn't have any symptoms at all. And, you know, they were saying that, you know, people with underlying conditions could get it pretty bad. So I was pretty nervous about it. But after I got it and realized that it didn't affect me the way that I thought it would, I was able to kind of move past it. And I mean, we wear our masks when we go out, but, you know, we still live our life.
Rossler says he developed a cough and lost his sense of smell, and it felt like he had a cold. His wife's symptoms were the same, except she also felt exhausted. But his 12-year-old son never had any symptoms.
People worry, you know, which they should. I mean, there's people dying every day, you know, from it. But, I mean, as a person that's had it, I'm not scared that I got it and that I was able to recover. So I feel pretty good about that. I just don't know. You know, the unknown is can I get it again?
Rock Island County health officials say three more people have died, bringing the total to 56 so far. The majority of patients had been living in nursing homes. The county also added 30 more cases for a total of 2,091. By contrast, a Scott County health official says the total case count in Scott County is 2,020 so far, with 19 deaths. I'm Herb Trix.